Hey everybody, welcome to episode 68 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We're almost at 69, dudes.
69, dude. And nobody's going to get that reference unless they're over the age of 30.
Okay. So 30's the drop-off point?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think 30's the drop-off point. I don't think there'd be any 25-year-olds who get that reference.
So we have a ton to talk about this episode, so we're going to get started. This is a confab episode. It is almost entirely about conventions of many kinds, because heaven knows there's a ton of things going on this weekend that we're not at, and things going on next weekend that we will be at. So first and foremost, we'd like to give a shout-out to one of our listeners, Robin, who emailed us with a very touching situation, and since we don't have permission to actually give her full name or the situation, you know, we'll leave it at that. But more or less what we wanted to say is hopefully our advice helped. I know that both Val and I sent replies of email. I know mine was a little late because I was actually at San Japan at the time. But if you guys ever need advice as listeners with anything having to do with cosplay, even if it's family issues, we're more than happy to listen. We can't promise we can help because, well, we're human beings and we can't always promise to give really good advice. But, you know, we're always happy to listen and we're always happy to offer our opinions, as it were. So thank you to Robin for emailing us, and hopefully that helped. Second, shout out to Jay Holder Bennett, who is actually one of the people involved in Project Akon. He also has a blog on the side, and recently he posted a cosplay body shaming article, which if you guys have listened to our last episode, we actually talked quite a bit about that. And it's been really popular going around the media lately, especially with Comic-Con this weekend. And so we wanted to thank him for giving us a mention, as we actually have started getting web traffic off of it. We urge you guys to read the article. We'll post it in the show notes. It's actually a very well-written article. I actually read it yesterday after I saw our web traffic, and I was like, what is this? Oh, hey, this is actually pretty cool. So we urge you guys to go ahead and read that. Also, speaking of conventions going on this weekend, Comic-Con! Who doesn't know that Comic-Con is going on this weekend?
If your Facebook feed says otherwise, Jesus, criminy, everybody's there. It's not fair.
Except us.
I've been trying to go for like 8 years now, so, you know, I'm bitter.
So for those who are there, which if I recall correctly, Alan is actually down there. For those who are there, you know, I hope you are having a wonderful time. Please feel free to share pictures and video with us so that we can also share them with our listeners. We wish we were there to see it in person, but sadly, we can't go.
Thing called money and being able to get the actual tickets.
Yes. So we hope everybody who is able to go is having a great time. And also, shout out to the DFW Costumers Guild. They're having their Lost Weekend convention this weekend. I know they were having a few mishaps with panels, but everything else seems to be going off smoothly. We're really sorry we can't be there, but unfortunately, we have a con ourselves that we're all going to next weekend, which we will be frantically prepping for this weekend. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we could not be there to cover it, but we hope it was a wonderful con. And from anybody who went, please let us know how it went, because there were actually some really cool panels this year, including how to make fairy wings. And that sounded like a lot of fun.
It's someone who actually sells them for a living, and she makes really cool fairy wings. So I'm kind of sad we couldn't go, but yeah, stuff happens.
We have other priorities going this weekend. Next announcement, Project Akon. Pre-registration starts tomorrow. So if you are watching this live, it will be Monday, the 28th of July. That would be tomorrow from when we were recording this. Otherwise, by the time most of the rest of you guys see this, it will actually already be live. And from what I understand, San Japan registration, if it has not already gone live, it will be very shortly. They are doing 8-bit next year for their theme, and that's very exciting as a gamer. So lots of pre-registration going on. The last convention announcement that I have is that the Gulf Qualifier for World Cosplay Summit 2015. The Gulf Qualifier is IkiCon for next year. That is at the very, 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 very beginning of January. And so if you are interested in going to see the Gulf Qualifier, go ahead and purchase your tickets and your hotel reservations for IckyCon now, because it's going to go like hotcakes. Does that date me? Hotcakes?
That, and yes. Again, we're hitting that over 30 crowd, you know. That's why we do the old school stuff, lady, because no one gets us otherwise. The youngins just do not understand.
I will have something to say about that when we go over Saint Japan stuff.
But, oh, great.
There was fun to be had. Awesome. Let's put it that way. All right. So that is all the convention updates I have. I will toss over to you for cosplay updates, because I don't have any.
Amber doesn't have any.
And I've been at a convention. So.
Yeah. She's been at a convention, then came home and are you unpacked yet? Or are you still packed and packing? Like, what?
Oh, no. I left it all packed because we're taking it all next weekend anyway.
Oh, okay. That works too. Why not? Sure.
Our at least that way
ring.
I know I have everything.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to worry about frantically running around your place trying to stick it all back into a box again. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, cool. Yay. Yeah, I've just been working on little things here and there. Lots of armoring pieces. Yay! I know, it's all shiny. Look at that. I'm even putting grommets in this thing. I'm being like uber legit with this stuff. It's insane, right? I'm working on the paneling on the inside so it's comfy to wear and not all ucky and stuff. But yeah, it's mostly just been me making small accessories and pieces. Like, I'm so proud of my Turtle Calm unit. Like, you have no idea how happy I am about this thing.
And what is said Turtle Calm unit for?
It's for my April O'Neil costume. Duh. Who else would have a Turtle Calm unit? I went the uber dorky route, and because initially I was going to make this so that way it's a working calm unit, it would open up and all that stuff. However, for my first time with Warbla, the bottom piece that I made, it shrank in the process, so it doesn't fit quite right. And we tried a couple of different screws, and nothing was really working, so I'll have to remake the bottom piece later when I feel like it. So only the top half of it's done, but that's fine. If it stays on my belt, nobody will know any better. But look, I put Donatello on the screen, because he's my man. I'm a dork. I know I am. But just to take it even one step further, I even made my own press badge, which I'm pretty sure I can't wear anywhere. But, okay. It's a legit press badge. I didn't get one of those crappy pieces of paper and stick it in that stupid plastic thing. I made my press badge, and it's all shiny and everything. Yes, I'm a dork. I know. So that's basically what I've been working on. I'm thinking I'm going to be wearing this for GlitchCon, just because it's something easy and comfy. And I mean, everything else on it is done. The only thing I need to make is I wanted to make her 80s handheld camera, but my brain's not in that mood this week. I'm on new medications and stuff, so I don't think I'll have the time to actually piece it together. I'll save that for Dragon Con, but otherwise the rest of it's ready to go. Hey, even better, one more cosplay level. I made my own boots for this costume. I made these bitches from scratch. Go me! It's a year of firsts. That's what this is. But yeah, that's pretty much my updates. It's just a lot of working with thermoplastics and playing with them and getting used to them. Warbla is very interesting and weird stuff. Yeah. By the way, you don't need a heat gun with Warbla. Apparently my hair dryer works just as well.
Warbla is low heat. It doesn't require the kind of heat that other things like Eva do.
Thank goodness. Oh my goodness, yeah.
Danny, do you have any cosplay updates, things you've been working on?
Yeah,
by the way, we have a guest with us.
Yeah, hi. I kind of lost track of, you know, the approaching con. I started Shala the day before yesterday.
That sounds like something you would do.
To get done. I didn't do it on purpose. It just kind of snuck up on me. I'm actually almost done. I got the collar finished last night. And the dress is put have to zip and finish the fine details.
Well, good.
And pick up my wig from the post office. But yeah, other than that, I'm good.
Awesome.
That's more than I got done in the last week, frankly. Which I didn't even get sleep done in the last week. I failed on that one too, so
at no, least you're packed. That's way more than I've got.
Well, I am mostly packed as far as mundane things go. I do need to double check my cosplay boxes, and I always do before I leave just in case something is wrong and I need time to fix it. So I am mundanely packed, and I'm actually doing laundry right now to make sure I have clean clothes to wear, because those are wonderful things to have at a convention.
Nasty. Bad. Everybody else is smelling bad. Join the club.
All right. So then we have our contest announcement, which we have been saying that we would make for quite a while now, trying to build tension.
I know. Sorry, everybody. We swear we've had it for a while.
Yeah, I think the tension has reached the breaking point. So, we are doing another trivia contest, and there's a slight twist to it. There will be three questions, and you guys can submit the answers to us via any of our social media or our email. The three trivia questions I will announce in a moment, and they will be on our Facebook and on our website. You must answer all three correctly for it to count as an entry. Anybody who has liked or shared our Facebook fan page, and our username is Cosplay Podcast, you can also simply search for us on Facebook, we're the first result, gets an extra entry if you have done either of those things. So if you like us, that's one extra entry. If you share us, that's one extra entry. So you can get up to three entries total for trivia, share, like. The trivia questions...
Let's first say what exactly they're going to win, because this is a lot of extra work for trivia questions. They probably want to know what they're doing it for.
Yes, and what we ended up deciding to do is to have the prize be a wig from Epic Cosplay up to a value of $60.
Which is a big arse wig. That
covers most of their wigs on their website.
Yeah.
So more or less, it is a free wig, and we will pay up to $60. Now, that $60, shipping is within that $60. In other words, we're not paying $60 and shipping on top of that. It's $60, period.
But you can pretty much get almost most of the wigs on their website for less than $60, including the shipping. But so, yeah, that's a hefty prize.
Yes.
I want a free wig.
Especially with all these upcoming cons.
Yeah.
And so
that
is the prize. And well, what I was going to say is that the trivia questions are taken from interviews we've done. So if you need to brush up on our interviews, you can find them on our website and on our YouTube channel.
In fact, if you even go to our YouTube channel, we have a specific video playlist that has all of our interviews there. So if you don't even have to scan through all of our episodes, just go to the ones that are interviews only. We've made it really easy.
Yeah, we're practically doing the work for you.
Mm-hmm. And they're easy questions, so.
So the three trivia questions are, the first one is taken from our interview with Kamui. What does she shape her Warbla armor against? If you know her, that's a pretty straightforward answer, because she's very
really
interested about how she does it.
I did that this past weekend.
Question the second. This one is taken from our interview with Yaya Han. What exclusive line of items does she plan to release in the near future? And this was an exclusive with us. She did not share this with other podcasts. So you need to check our interview for that one. And lastly, this is more of a general trivia question. Who was our first interviewee on the show? In general, the podcast in general, who was the very first person we interviewed? And
you
if you want
to
find
look
that
at the video
one,
on that one,
exactly, we have a lovely searchable index on our website that
I
have prepared for you that is even searchable with function keys. So all you have to do is Control F or Function F on a Mac, and search for interviews. They're all there for you. We've made this so easy for you guys to win a free wig.
We really did.
All we ask in return is basically three short little phrases for answers, like and share, which helps the show. And you get a free wig up to $60 from Epic Cosplay, who we love.
Not a bad deal.
Yes. And I have patronized them a few times this year already, so I love Epic Cosplay. They're not paying us to say this. We pay for our wigs.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting discounts of any sort. We pay for our stuff.
That would be nice if we did. So dang. Oh my goodness, for how much money I spend with them.
But there you go. There's our next contest. The deadline is 3 weeks from today. Today is Sunday, July 27th. When this episode drops, you will have 2.5 weeks left. And I'll put the deadlines and such up on the website as well so that people don't forget. But basically, 3 weeks from today is your deadline. And then we will put all of the entries into some sort of random generator and pick one. And we will announce the winner on the next show.
Exactly.
So there you go. You guys have anything else to add?
No.
Are we good?
It's still all you, lady. You've got so much going on.
I've got all these announcements that I've had to run through. It's a very,
yeah, pretty much.
The Connorific episode.
I'm just looking at our outline, and I'm just like, dude, there's so many things, and there's so many things in bold, and God, what, do we really have all
the bold are my changes.
I kept trying to keep things simple and easy, like in and out, done.
Since when do we do simple and easy, ever?
All the time. I try.
I was a little more wordy, I think, than I needed to be when I was saying those things.
Because I'm still scrolling.
But it's okay. It's okay. All right. I'm flowing through it. All right. So the next thing we have up is San Japan review. This is why I didn't get anything done in the last week, because I was at San Japan for the first time last weekend. And I like San Japan. I think all in all, it was a very positive experience for me. And I don't know if I'm going next year simply because of when it's being held. And the fact that I need sufficient PTO to be able to go. PTO is a very precious thing, and you only get so much of it. And PTO is also for when you get sick. There's no, you know, sick days and PTO. PTO is for everything. So I have to be careful of how I spend it. But I'm going to do this a little bit day by day for San Japan, just because I was actually given free internet by the Hyatt. Thank you. And I was able to actually blog a little bit on my Facebook of what happened. I did notice on Thursday, not that anybody needs reminding of this, Texas drivers are terrible in inclement weather.
Duh.
That's really a super duh.
Yeah, especially in the DFW area, it's like, oh my God, rain, freak out. Seriously?
Well, there's the normal way Texas drivers drive, and then there's the even more aggressive variety of what happens in inclement weather. And I'm kind of, I sat there in traffic just going, you know, I wanted to facepalm the whole time. Mm-hmm. When I was driving down to San Japan, basically we were in the middle of a giant storm system. The entire metro area was under a flood watch because we were forecast to get, I think, 3 inches of rain, which is quite a bit for us, considering the ground is dead dry.
Yeah.
So I had to pack my car in the rain, which was unfortunate because everything of mine is in a paper box. And that was unpleasant. And then I had to drive down there in the rain. And, of course, the rain stretched almost all the way down to San Antonio. I think I had a whole half hour where it wasn't raining. And all the rest of it, it was raining. And because of that, I actually had to drive a little more aggressively than what I was used to. And I am not an aggressive driver. My parents will be the first to tell you I drive like a grandma. But I had to kind of push it to be able to weave around the semis and the stupid people, basically. And there were a lot of those. By the time I got down there, hotel parking was already full.
Mm-hmm.
This was Thursday night of the con. The con had not even started yet. Akon's parking does not fill up on Thursday. Theirs did. In fact, I was lucky enough to watch the last spot being taken.
I shouldn't laugh, I know.
The last spot in front of my eyes. It was like, no! And so I had to drive all the way back out because the attendant didn't know at that point that parking was full. So I basically spent all my time driving around all 8 levels in the basement only to find that there was nothing there and then have to drive all the way back up. And so I very promptly let the attendant know, your parking is full. You may not wish to let any other drivers in because they're going to waste their time. And his suggestion to me, which this is one of my few criticisms of the Hyatt, he offered to me like a good employee, would you like valet parking instead? So I asked how much it was. Said, oh, it's $37 a day. $37 a day is a ton, even for a luxury hotel. And it's not one I'm willing to pay, even though he offered that if I took valet, they would waive the amount that I would have paid for self-parking, which was $13. That would still make it $24 a day, which is still pretty significant for parking. And so I tried very hard not to laugh at him, and I told him, thank you, but no. And he didn't seem to know very much about the pricing, the special pricing the convention gave us, so I have a feeling that there may have been a few drivers that got incorrect information from the Hyatt employees. And that bugs me a little bit, because if you have a con, the hotel employees should at least have correct information for people who are coming into the con who may not know better. So, all right, so basically, I got there and collapsed, as we do at cons, after a six-hour drive. And I took Val's advice. I packed less, so I was able to fit everything on one hand truck. One hand truck without everything falling off the hand truck.
Look at the smile on my face. I am so proud of you.
I only packed two costumes. Two.
Good girl.
I took Erza Scarlet and I took Lena Inverse. And Lena has three boxes by itself, so that's saying something. And that was all of our filming equipment, too. So I managed to get down there. No problems. Checked in. No problems. By that point, the hotel was pretty empty. Until the next day. I did manage to pick up my registration. I actually paid for a badge because I forgot to pre-reg. Terrible me. And then I picked up my press credentials. There were no lines. Like, I literally walked up to the booth with nobody in front of me and just said, can I buy a pass? Yeah, sure. Bought the pass. No paperwork for on-site reg. I literally basically handed over my card, paid for it, and got a badge. That was it. Which was
that never happens.
I know, and I was actually very surprised I didn't have to fill out any basic paperwork or even show my ID. I didn't have to show anything except payment to get on-site reg, which surprised me a little bit. It made it very efficient.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
And then I went and I picked up my press badge. And I was told very explicitly by the three people sitting at the press table that my press credentials would only allow me early entrance to big events, things like cosplay contests, masquerade, dance, concerts, only to events like that. For everything else, I was told I would have to wait in line with everybody else. And that actually comes into play later. And eventually, I would like to verify that with the press director, that that's actually how it was supposed to have been, because it made my press life miserable. And I'll get to that. So, on Friday, panel filming day, basically. I noticed that a lot of people have commented on this in the San Japan forums. They had a very, very strict rule that nobody could sit in the hallways. You could not sit down. You had to stand if you were in the hallways. I found out later that this was because there were a lot of fire marshals at the con. And basically, it was a violation of fire code if you sat down and that they could shut down the convention if they saw it. But I felt kind of bad because there were people who had legitimate reasons to sit, because I was actually standing across from a girl that had scoliosis. She couldn't stand for long periods of time, but they made her stand anyway, and I felt kind of bad about it. So hopefully there will be some sort of thing that can be worked out next year, because Con Safety basically spent all their time going down the halls going, stand up please, you can't sit down, stand up please, the whole time. And I couldn't sit down to assemble our cam, so I had to assemble it between my legs. And that took a little bit of doing, because it's really hard to hold a camera body between your legs and start like putting things on it, like a viewfinder and a mic.
Isn't that the really big one?
Yes.
We have a big rig.
We have a big rig.
Yeah, and I remember.
Got a big
this is break. One of those things where the press rules came into play, because normally we would be in the room early to set up. that would give me a place to set down my things so that I can assemble them, not holding the camera body between my legs.
Right.
But I had to wait in line, and I could not get in until all the other attendees got in. So I basically had to assemble my stuff while I was waiting in line, including the tripod bits. And it was not the most pleasant experience in the world, let's put it that way. I made do. It wasn't bad, but it would have helped us if I had been able to get in the room first. So there was that. The panel rooms were really tightly packed with chairs. The rooms were large, but I felt like a sardine a little bit. And I know that's very cliche, but they had, you know, packed rooms with chairs. Mm-hmm. Made it a little bit hard to get around, and I noticed there were no power sockets I had access to on the walls.
Great.
That led to the second problem that I had with press, is that because I couldn't get in early, I couldn't scope the rooms. I couldn't find out, like, where can I stand, where will everybody else be sitting, where are their power sockets, that sort of thing. Where's the best view in the room?
Mm.
And because there were no power sockets, I could not use my laptop setup, which is normally what we use for our rig, is I hook it up to my laptop so I can record directly to the hard drive in real time, and I have no recording limit. I have no time limit. However, due to the lack of sockets and my poor laptop battery only lasting an hour and a half without charging, I had to use our backup tapes. And I'm very lucky I know the Canon as well as I do, because I whipped through that setup in under 2 minutes because that's all I had for setup. I literally hit record at the two-minute mark, and that's when they started talking in the panel. And we found out later that one of our tapes went bad. And we ended up getting really bad interlacing. In fact, the body paint with the sirens panel, that was on the interlaced tape. I couldn't save it.
We had to
completely dump that vid. There wasn't any vid I could have saved. And I think if I would have had time to test my equipment, I would have found out that I needed to use a different tape. But I didn't have any time to test anything. So basically that sums up the entirety of my negative experience with the press. Was we needed time to set up and test our equipment, and that meant getting into panel rooms early. Even if it was just 10 minutes, I could have done a heck of a lot more than I did in 10, than I actually had to do with 2. So that basically sums up my panels. The panels themselves were actually very nicely varied. Most of them were well done. A couple panels, like, you guys have probably been to conventions where the panels are hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually the case.
These were very hit and miss. Some of them were fantastic. Some of them, not so much. You could tell who was prepared and who wasn't. But that's it's not unique to San Japan. That's any kind of con.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. I'm actually scrolling through this. Their guidebook is actually really well set up. I only had 2 suggestions for change. Cosplay panels should probably be under the cosplay track. And I know that that seems very duh. But they had the cosplay track as their competition track. It was only the cosplay competition. That was it. The cosplay panels were under the general panels track.
Okay.
They weren't differentiated at all. And so I kind of wish they would have thrown the cosplay panels along with the competition in the cosplay track, because I kept not being able to find the panels. The pocket guide that they gave, which both of these are in my room, actually. Can I get it real quick? I think it's sitting on top.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's sitting on top. There it is. Hey.
I was trying to distract people from your screen. However, because you're still talking, people could watch you bend over and do inappropriate things.
I'm wearing shorts. It's not like I don't have any pants on. But this is their little pocket guide.
That's a pocket?
It's a half sheet of paper, but it says on it, pocket guide.
That is not a pocket guide. A pocket guide is like this big.
Well, cool art, though.
This is what they give you for the pocket guide. But the nice thing about it is that they separate it by venue. So they had the Hyatt on one side and the convention center on the other, so that you would see real quick when you had to flip venues for your panels.
Cool.
And I really liked that. That was really helpful, because it took some doing to get between the hotel and the convention center. They had an escalator, but it basically went down under the convention center. You still had to go back up and get into the convention center. It was a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
So it took time. So this, yes, keep this. This was helpful. The only thing I missed in the pocket guide was that they only had one weapons check station labeled. We weren't told there was more than one. Apparently you could take it to any info desk and they would be able to check it for you, but I didn't know that. So I ended up walking all the way over to the convention center to see if I could get my weapons checked for cosplay chess. They said, no, you have to go back to the hotel and have them do it. So I went right back to where I started from, wasted 20 minutes, and ended up being late. And I actually ended up ditching my Lena Inverse dagger because I didn't want to have to walk all the way over there again just to check my dagger. I was like, oh, please label them. Please. Less walking
labeling
for me.
Labeling is very important.
Yes, labeling is incredibly important. They had LCD screens in front of all the panel rooms that said what was currently going on in the room. Mm. That was great. It would have been cool if they would have had the whole schedule of that room for the day so that you could see what else was going on later on, because all it had was what was currently going. It didn't tell you what was next. So I had to question a little bit, since half the ballrooms were all named Travis. They just had different letter designations. We didn't know which one was which. And some of them had actually been combined, so if it told you it was in Travis D, nope, you actually enter in Travis C.
Okay.
It's like, that's okay. How that goes.
Yeah. I had a blast playing cosplay chess. That was for me. That was not as press, that was not as cospod. That was for me, Amber, as a wacky cosplayer who wants to pretend to be in character for 15 minutes and pretend to kill some chess characters.
Did you kill a bunch?
I only killed one. I was a pawn, so I knew I was fodder.
Yeah, she was cannon fodder immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the last people chosen, actually, and I had to fight for getting chosen because I was at risk of not getting it. I think I was third to last chosen for the entire board. I was like, but I got in, and that was all that matters. And I killed, I don't even know what they were from, but it was a Fawn character who had a wind-up doll.
Okay.
So I got a twofer. I got a two for one, and I took them down, and then Princess Mononoke killed me.
That is
her
a good
name
death.
Is Fawn.
Either way, that is a good death.
I'm okay with that one. I would be proud of that one.
Yes. It was fun. I had a good death scene. I will admit, I kind of went over the top, but that was okay. And then I just watched the rest of it because it was fun. That kind of made my con, was being able to do that. I've always watched cosplay chess, but I've always wanted to play. So I was like, okay. Cosplay bucket list. Yoink! Speaking of old shows, I noticed that they had a lot of geeking out, random conversation in the halls. So you would hear mention and singing of the theme songs from Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Tailspin. You know, all those old shows that were on Toonami back in the day and Saturday morning cartoons.
Apparently,
this was the con of people who was over the age of 21. And that made me very happy. And in fact, I think
like over the age of 25, 26, because most people who are in their early 20s do not know Tailspin.
At the cosplay contest, they actually, the stand-up comic I had at halftime did that as an age test. He started singing the DuckTales theme song. He would sing one line and then wait for the audience to sing the next line, and it would go back and forth until you actually hit the end of the chorus.
Yeah.
He's like, if you can sing this, you are probably over the age of 30. I was like,
and you do not belong here. Go home.
Wait, I'm not over 30 yet, and I know all of those songs.
You're in the over 25, so you're okay.
Just...
I didn't record the halftime show. I only recorded the cosplay portions because I had limited tape since I was still on backup tapes at that point.
Yeah.
So I didn't record everybody singing it, but if you had recorded it, you would have heard me singing on camera too. Because I was also singing the DuckTales theme. Because I am over the age of 30. I am now.
So
overall, I liked the hotel. I don't like the parking situation, and I really didn't like the elevator situation. If you thought elevators at Akon were bad, it had nothing on Sand Japan. I think I waited a half an hour on Sunday for a downgoing elevator, and then finally ended up having to go all the way up to the 18th floor and back down again before I could actually get out of the hotel. And most of the time, I was waiting a good 15, 20 minutes for elevators. Up or down, didn't matter. Stairs did not get off at my floor, so I couldn't take the stairs unless I was coming down from a top floor, which I did once. I actually did go up and then walk down the stairs. So, yeah.
You have to go up to go down.
Yes. So, elevators thing needs to be worked out. Parking thing needs to be worked out. Otherwise, hotel was great. Their food is actually very reasonable. And as far as the con goes, staff were incredibly helpful. If they didn't know the answer to something, they actually went out of their way to try and find it. They were very gentle with my props for weapons check when I went down there. They Yay. Also asked, where do you want the zip tie so that we know you want to have pictures taken with this? And they were very great about that.
Yay.
I found the panel staff, they were still safety, but they basically were running the panel lines. Were very efficient. They kept the halls clear. Most of the time, cosplayers were very considerate in moving to the side when having their pictures taken. And I noticed that it wasn't the photographers asking. The cosplayers volunteered to move off to the side. And as a cosplayer, that makes me very happy, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We can move off to the side. They may not know. Probably 40% of the people there were cosplaying. About 4 in 10. It might have been, like, slightly higher than that. I noticed a lot of kids cosplaying, like, very young kids, probably Aww. 3 or 4.
Of course, the cute factor.
They had a kids section in the cosplay contest.
Mm-hmm.
There was a baby Armin who stole the show. Because he even did the little salute.
Oh, Lord.
Like he had been trained. And it was, oh, the audience melted. They did. Like, our brains just...
That's not appropriate. He should not have been trained to do that.
Bad things. I don't believe he was the one who won an award in that division, but it was cute. It was very cute.
Oh, Lord.
Kid Link actually won one of the awards. But it was a very all-family type of event, I noticed. And the cosplayers there really stepped up their game. Atmosphere-wise, excuse me, it felt like Anime Fest used to be. For those who have been at Anime Fest for a while, this was before they moved to the Sheridan.
Really?
Yes. The atmosphere of the cosplayers was very laid back. They had no trouble being approachable. Just everything in the con felt really just kind of, you know, floating down the river, laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. I never felt rushed, except for cosplay chess. And I never felt like people weren't having a good time. It seemed like everybody was really enjoying themselves.
Hmm.
And I really like that about Stand Japan. I love the atmosphere. It really does remind me of Anime Fest a couple of years ago. And for that reason alone, I would love to go just as an attendee, not necessarily as a representative of Cospod or as a contestant, but just as an attendee to go and veg.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I wanted to mention about San Japan, and then I'll quit, is the tourists and the other convention that was going on at the time.
Oh, of course there was another convention.
Oh.
There were two!
Sweet! That won't be the case for PAX South, that's for sure.
So, there were a lot of tourists in there that weekend that had nothing to do with the other two conventions. They were just random tourists. And as they were floating down the barges, they were all taking pictures of all the cosplayers as they were going down the bridge. And you'd see the little kids. They were waving at us.
Yep.
Because they saw their favorite characters standing there. Especially when the Disney princesses and the fursuiters walked by. All the kids just loved it and ate it up. And of course, all the tourists who were walking by us would stop us for pictures. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw people waiting for the taxis taking pictures of us as we were walking by. But the other two conventions that were there, one was a coaches convention, like high school football coaches.
Oh.
They came in on Sunday because they started on Monday. They didn't know quite what to make of us.
Yeah, we're
and I think
since that's the slow day.
That's the best way I can possibly put that, is them just not knowing what the heck was going on. There were a lot of stares, let's put it that way. But they were polite and basically left everybody alone.
Well, good. That's something.
The Educators Conference, on the other hand...
Oh, wow!
Oh, no.
That was awesome. It was apparently a group called Frog Street, and it was an educators conference, educators of all kinds. And most of them were in the Riverwalk Mall at that point. So when everybody went to go get food, you'd kind of see all these people with these Frog Street bags, because they had tote bags and badges. And you'd see them just kind of curiously look at us as they went by. I don't think they knew what to make of all the people who were costumed. But what I loved about it is that they were so curious. They walked up and asked us who we were and took pictures. And even, you know, they were real outgoing and friendly about chatting with us about our hobby.
Mm-hmm.
They got as much a kick out of us as we got out of them.
Well, good.
That's good. It could have been worse.
Yeah, because usually the other cons get really cranky when we're around them. So.
Yeah. Thankfully, the food court was prepared for us. They knew we were coming, and they had plenty of food, and they didn't freak out when they saw us. In fact, they kept trying to hand out samples to us.
Oh, that's cool.
So they would all have these little bite-sized skewers, and they kept trying to offer us free food.
Free food!
Free food! Food! Woohoo! I'm okay with that.
Yes. And they had a lot of Asian fare because it was San Japan.
Sweet.
Of course, I ended up having pizza, which isn't very Asian, but it was a fantastic price, and they gave you a lot of pizza for that price. So all in all, San Japan mostly ends up in a positive column. Great feel, great hotel, panels run well, good programming, solid guides. Only downsides were elevators, the way press ended up running, which I don't know if that's how press is supposed to be run or if we were just simply told the wrong thing and I had a bad experience, and the drive. Because 6 hours is a long time to be sitting in the car by yourself, especially when you lose the radio.
And guess what we're doing next weekend?
I know. It will be a 5.5-hour drive next weekend, going the other direction. Yes, I will have somebody else in the car with me. I offered to carpool with other people, and it didn't happen. So it was a very lonesome drive down there, and I will admit, on the drive back up, which, warning from me to those who make long, long commutes like that, if you need to stop and rest, do it. I didn't, and I literally nodded off at the wheel. Twice.
Oh, good gravy.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
I will poke you with a stick.
I'm in one piece, but I was really lucky. That is not how it's supposed to be.
No.
So, tip from me, if you need to pull over, I don't care if it's by the side of the highway or if you want to, you know, find the nearest McDonald's and park in their parking lot and take a nap, do it. Don't sit there and just go, oh, I can make it. I can push through. No. No, just don't. Just don't. What I did was stupid. So, public, you know, safety announcement. Don't do what I did. Do as I say, not as I do.
This is basically means Val needs to take a long pokey stick with her and just jab Amber in the arm if she looks like she's getting tired.
Your sole job on that trip is to keep me awake.
I can do that.
That is your sole job. Keep me awake, and then secondary job, keep me caffeinated.
Oh, good God. You guys are going to be dead by the time you get there, aren't you?
We're leaving Thursday night. We're going to be driving, and we won't get there until midnight.
Holy crap!
But that's because our only choices for GlitchCon are to either drive there Thursday night, collapse in bed, and sleep for 8 hours before we have to do our thing, or leave at the crack of dawn, as in 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Friday morning, fight rush hour traffic all the way down, and then basically be running on about 4 hours sleep before we have to make our way through panel teaching.
Which is normal for Val, but not so much for Amber. So.
Not for me. No, no. Just no.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
We'll make sure
to leave space for you to collapse, I promise.
I am not a morning person. I'm really not a morning person, especially an early morning person.
I'm usually up at like 4:30. I don't sleep, so meh, whatever. Whatever.
So, speaking of GlitchCon, we can formally introduce you now. For those who do not know, this is Dani, a.k.a. Velvet Rose Cosplay. She is one of the cosplay guests of honor at GlitchCon, and she will be joining us next weekend.
For madness and insanity that will surely ensue.
There will be madness and insanity, yes.
Yes.
I think we're a little past that already. Or at least I am.
There will be more. There will be more.
Yes, there will.
So we will each be teaching panels solo. So if you ladies would like to go first and promote the panels that you're teaching solo.
Not it.
That was quick.
That was really quick. Okay, then, the way that Amber and I, because we're there as guests for CosPod, but we have individual panels each, and then we're going to do a panel together. Mine is going to be Cosplay Runway, which is one of my favorite panels to teach now. But this time around, I'm going to make some changes to it, and it's going to be more focused on the actual runway aspect, less on the judging. So, like, judging is maybe going to be 15 minutes of my panel, and then the other 40 minutes is going to be how to walk across the stage, how to pose, how to act, and all that stuff. So that'll be a big change from how I've taught this panel in the past. And every time I teach it, I like to tweak it and add new things and change it up, so that'll be fun. And then I guess we can go into our joint panel, which is Cosplay Emergency, where we're going to go over, you know, how to make an emergency kit to take with you when you're at a con, what to do when one of your props breaks,
and how to use it.
Yeah, and how to use the stuff, basically, you know, when your prop breaks, when, you know, some scenes start popping and all that fun stuff. So that'll be a fun, fun panel.
So there will be random tips and tricks in there.
Yeah.
Like last ACON when I fell apart?
Mm-hmm, basically, yeah.
Okay.
You remember how much I had in my emergency kit? I could fix anything.
Yeah. Amber is ridiculously overprepared for any and all types of emergencies, not just for her, but for everybody else.
And I have been vindicated for doing so more times than I can count.
Exactly.
So I have no shame in overpreparing, because I always end up saving my butt or somebody else's butt, so I have no shame.
Yeah, my
thank you, Amber.
More than by other people than by myself. I almost never have to use my personal kit. Everybody else uses it, though.
Murphy is my friend.
Exactly.
Or in this case, my frenemy. So, you know.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes. So, you know. I always have to account for the fact that Murphy's going to be trailing me, you know, at every con I go to, regardless.
Exactly.
Even if I'm not in costume, still. So there is that. And I'm also going to be solo teaching patterning for cosplay, which will basically be similar to the panel I taught at ACON 2 years ago, where it's patterning both for the clothing components and for the props and armor components. For a little bit of everything, I'm going to try and squeeze in some Pepakura as well, just because it's starting to really hit the radar on most average cosplayer screens. So I'm going to teach my heart out about patterns and why I love commercial patterns and slopers.
All of y'all's panels are on Friday, right?
Yep, all of ours are on Friday. Saturday is basically open day for the cosplay contest.
Okay.
It's like, yours are spread out. You got one Friday, you got one Saturday, and then you have one on Sunday, too.
Yeah, well, I've got the Q&A on Sunday, but my tools that I'm terrified about are on Friday, Saturday. Mm. Friday, I'm doing a panel for beginners. I wish I'd known when I first started doing all of this. I can't promise that it's going to go well, but I'm going to give it a try. embroidery 101, the basics, how to get started, and, the basic stitches for embroidery. That one I'm a little more prepared for, but we'll see how this goes. I've never taught panels before, and I'm terrified. Terrified.
It'll be okay. It seems like, based on videos that I've been watching of this con in the past, it's a lot more relaxing and laid back. I know you haven't been to all con, but for Amber and I, we know the all con feel. People tend to be more, easygoing and very friendly, and even for first-time panelists, they're like, okay, whatever, we'll roll with it and help out where we can. I mean,
This is not the strictness of ACON.
No.
Bite your head off for missing one thing at a panel.
Yeah, exactly. Or for messing
flubbing
stuff.
That's not a knock on ACON. I'm not dinging ACON. But their attendees have really high expectations for their panelists. So.
Yeah, they do.
So this is not that. All the GlitchCon people and the AllCon people seem to kind of share the trait of being, basically they will absorb whatever you give them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to be that bad.
That doesn't make me feel like
it. Really isn't. And it's a smaller con too. We're not talking like 20,000 people. We're talking a tenth of that. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that makes me no less nervous.
It'll
I'm not good at public speaking, so when they asked this of me, my first thought was, oh my god, what are you asking me? Why do you want this?
That's what they ask a cosplay guest, and people forget that part of it sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of wasn't expecting this at all.
Yep. You and three other people who have contacted me in the past month who've asked for help on making panels. Yeah, now I'm up to four people asking me, Amber.
Hey, you're welcome to pass them my way
now.
If you don't want to. God knows
I'm not. Somehow I became the panel expert. I don't know how that happens.
You have
to
hurry too. Here we go. All right.
It's okay. In a few months, I'm going to have to start prepping more panels anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to have to too for ACON if they'll let me teach again, because it was so fun, even though I freaked out.
Yes, you did.
Dude, I was so freaked out about my Final Fantasy panel. I'm still flipped out that so many people showed up.
See, I'm the opposite of
you
guys.
What are you talking about? It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys end up flipping out like right before and during and after, whereas I flip out way before, and the closer I get, it's kind of like, don't care, really don't care, screw it. And I basically just fly through my panels. And then I don't care as much afterward, or at least I don't worry about it afterward, because it's like, okay, it's done. Okay.
This is the one time that I've actually flipped out about my panel before, during, and after. Like, all of my other ones, it's been cool, no problem, because I've done academic panels before, and they've never bothered me, but this is the first one where I've actually had a full house, and I'm just like, fudge, did I do it right at all? I don't know.
Yeah, you did it right.
I've had no feedback about it, so it's like,
you did it right. I know you may not have been able to look up, but I was watching the people in the audience too as I was filming, so.
I was trying, I was trying too hard to be funny and trying really hard not to be too funny.
No, there is no such thing as too funny. There is no freaking such thing as too funny.
You can get so sick of somebody trying to make you laugh. There is a point where when somebody makes you laugh too much, you're like, I need a break. I can't keep doing this.
I don't know. I've been doing that for 5 years, and I have yet to find the point where it's too funny.
But you have enough.
They keep asking me back, so clearly I can't be doing something that wrong.
See, but here's the thing, is that you have a good balance between humor and actually talking about, real material. You have enough breaks in between that it flows really well. Some people like to do it back to back to back to back, and you're like, wow, I need to catch my breath.
This isn't stand-up comedy.
That's not good. No.
I'm not very good at that.
At least not these teaching panels. Fan panels, on the other hand, are a complete other story.
Yeah. And then we do have one panel all together at GlitchCon on Sunday. We're doing a cosplay Q&A, which I kind of threw at them at the last minute, like, hey, maybe we can get all the cosplay contest people come together and have just a Q&A panel for the heck of it. And that's, they kind of popped it on the schedule. So there you go.
Oh, so this is your fault.
Yeah.
I thought it was something the con was having to do.
No. It was one of those things where I sent it into them. Like, you know, if you need some additional content, I'm sure, you know, Amber and I will be more than happy to sit on this panel, or we can bring somebody else in, because they have quite a number of costume guests coming in, and I saw it on the schedule, and I was like, okay, we're rolling with it. Cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was something the con wanted, so I didn't say anything about it.
I did too.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be good. It'll be fun. Trust me.
You know, outside
the last time you said that, you know, stuff got set on fire.
No, that's my job.
Fire!
Although outside to set of stuff on fire, how's that?
Outside of cosplay, I'm actually really looking forward to gaming at GlitchCon.
Yeah, since we actually have a good decent chunk of Saturday just to ourselves, so one of us will probably be manning the table we have in Artist Alley, which is still weird, and the other one will just be trolling around, just getting stuff. Be cool.
Cool.
I fully intend to drop by the gaming room at least once, because they have a D&D game going, D&D Next, and I have not played Next yet. They have a Munchkin game, which I would also enjoy playing in.
Nice.
And I'm bringing all of my Magic the Gathering decks so that I can throw down. Even though I haven't done it in years, I still have my decks.
Nice.
I am going to throw down.
Amber, you are going to be my husband's new best friend.
And they also just announced on their Facebook that they will have a buffers for LARPing.
Oh, okay.
And I'd almost be tempted to go and participate. Just for the heck of it. It'd be awesome.
Oh,
besides, I'll be dressed in Arwen, so, you know, all I need is a good sword.
And then you're set.
And then I'm set.
Remind me to bring you my Bafo sword, because it's literally, it's shaped like one of the swords from Lord of the Rings, and I think it's Arwen's.
Yeah, I can't bring the real one, so.
No.
Remind me, and I'll bring that for you.
Yeah, I've looked at purchasing one, and then I looked at the price tag and went.
Yeah, okay.
I bought the real sword for $100.
Okay, remind my husband when you meet him, remind him to tell you the story about the food sword. And no, I literally did not eat the rest of the weekend after I bought this sword.
And we still make fun of her for it.
Hey, he finally agreed to a truce. Stop.
See, the other thing I'm looking forward to that weekend is because the weather is supposed to be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, the weather's supposed to be really nice.
Lower 80s. Like, those are our lows here in Texas. Those are the highs in Arkansas.
I know.
It's insane. This has been a very cool summer so far. Knock on wood, you know, but I just...
Not today.
Yeah. Well, not today, but I mean, just so far. I mean, normally by this time we're all dying in a, you know, at 100 degrees. But I mean, it's just been really mild this summer, and I'm very happy.
I that keep wanting last. To bring more complicated costumes because
Don't
of the nice weather.
I keep doing it too. I mentioned bringing Celeste, and Val like literally snapped at me.
No. All right, both of you ladies, this is your very first time being guests at a convention. I know it's intimidating. I know you want to be
I'm
like Yaya Han and be very pretty all the time. However, she has a handler with her 24/7. I know you have that as an option, Danny, but I can already tell you that your hubby is going to get really mad at you very quickly. Second, Amber, you've got a hand truck to carry with you and all of our equipment. You're going to get cranky very, very quickly. Third, we'll be running around to panels. We'll have a lot of things to do. We're going to be super busy. Even though we've got some time on Saturday, we're still going to be busy being judges at the cosplay contest. You're going to have too much to do. You don't want to be wearing a heavy Ars costume. Just trust me on this.
It won't be heavy.
Most cosplay guests actually wear very light, very easy to walk around costumes. Yaya Han is just one of those who's the exception to the rule. But again, she has people with her who help run her table, and I mean that she's paying to help her out. So of course she's able to wear the bigger, larger, heavier costumes because people are there to help her. We don't.
And she's crazy.
Yeah,
so most of not crazy. Press.
And say 99% of the cosplay guests wear very simple, easy to wear moving costumes. So don't go crazy. I promise you, you'll be so much saner if you don't do it. Like, my thought is April O'Neil is going to be like the heaviest thing that I've got the entire weekend. That's how I'm planning things. And that thing is uber easy to wear. So just keep that in mind. I promise you, it'll make your life so much simpler. You'll be grateful.
Have you tested it yet?
Yeah, of course I have.
Yay!
I do all the time.
I don't think I'm going to hit test phase until Tuesday, maybe?
I always give myself 2 weeks for a con to make sure I get all the sewing done so I can test it.
Yeah, well, This hasn't been my year. This has not been my year.
I know the feeling.
Oh, goodness. But it'll be a good fun weekend.
I have literally taken costumes to a con that I have never test fit. Rava was one of them.
I know.
Yeah.
I had not put on that costume. Yeah. I was
going to talk about this in our emergency panel, I swear.
Yes, you were.
Oh, man. Oh, man. My head hurts.
Well, that's all I got. Just the whole, you know, being a guest thing still hasn't registered with me yet.
Yeah,
me either.
I'm going to a con because when I go to cons, 8 times out of 10, I'm a panelist. So I'm already teaching stuff. 10 times out of 10, I'm press. So I've already got press equipment. So it just kind of feels like I'm going to a normal con with my con duties. And there's just this added thing of, oh my gosh, my name is as one of the headliners. Oh my gosh, what do I do with myself? What am I doing?
I've never done any of this before. So like ever since AKON got done, my brain has been just completely shut down, and I haven't kept track of anything. I mean, yeah, I got out my fabric, I cut out my patterns and all that mess. I got all the cutting done pretty quick. But, like, I think it was the middle of last week, I'm looking at the date on my phone, like the calendar on my phone, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my god, the con's next weekend. And all of a sudden I'm like, gotta get this done. I'm like, I'm starting to hit chicken with the head cut off mode, and my husband is very unhappy with me.
Yep.
I have spent my weekend not working on cosplay, but madly burning DVD samplers, which I have one left on the spindle so I can show you guys these awesome labels.
I did awesome labeling job, go me.
Yes. Yay! Yes, you did awesome labeling job.
So what's on the DVDs?
Basically, we did a compilation of 6 of our episodes that we're just going to hand out for free at GlitchCon. So people who maybe want to have a copy of it, they're welcome to pick it up. Maybe we can get a couple of new viewers and just, pass it around.
It's kind of our best of compilation. What we felt were 6 of the better episodes we've done for listeners who have no idea what our show's about.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Good plan. I like that plan.
It was a good plan until we actually tried to execute it. And I have 2 machines. I have a laptop and a desktop, and they run 2 different versions of Windows. Uh-huh. And they have two very different versions of hardware, and they don't want to play nicely using the same brand of discs and the same episodes. So I have been fighting with my machines to get them to burn DVDs at any sort of sensible rate without ruining the discs, because they're DVD-Rs. They're single write. Once you screw them up, they're coasting.
They're messed up.
So I finally, this morning, got them both working in sync, so I was dual burning 2 discs at a time.
Oh, that's why you've been ranting all weekend!
Yes.
What on earth is she doing?
My apartment has sounded like either I'm using a lawnmower indoors, or that I'm using some sort of power tool, like my Dremel, indoors, because my machines, they're not built to burn mass numbers of DVDs back to back to back to back without breaks. They're consumers. I mean, they're meant to burn 1 or 2 DVD copies. But I'm churning them through 25 each. They were making terrible noises. Like they hated me. like they were basically mechanically protesting what I was putting them through. And I just kind of sat there going, okay, baby, come on, just one more. Just one more and then we'll stop.
More.
Give you a couple hours break. Okay, 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 okay. You're good. You're good. No more. Okay, maybe just one more.
I kept waiting for your post that you would just take it a sledgehammer to them, and then I was going to get my husband to start helping you with it, with like tech help or whatever.
Oh no, no, no. As somebody who works IT, I can fix them. But sometimes I just want to chuck them out a window or to chuck the DVD spindle out the window because my laptop is 5 years old. I mean, I'm trying to get the equivalent of a 70-year-old to run a marathon. Some can do that. Most can't. And my computer is not very good at running a DVD marathon. And I love you, listeners. I love you very much. But I'm not going to fry my machine for you. I have one left. This is the one left on the spindle that I have to burn. And my desktop is getting the honor of doing this one because my poor, poor laptop was churning through them yesterday and is now making what sound like drive failure noises.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully they're not.
Hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, because this is a machine on which I am learning ethical hacking. I need it for work and school. I cannot break this machine.
Should we prep a funeral for your beloved laptop?
No, I have spent way too much time fixing it, which if anybody follows me on Facebook and has seen my random posts of how I keep making changes to my laptop and I keep bricking it, yeah, I've put so much time into fixing it, I'm not going to let it die.
Okay.
I keep
She'll never let it go.
I will never let it go. No, don't start with the song.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay.
Although I will say, the Slave Elsa cosplayer...
That was awesome!
Was
I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Which I will say, just in general, the photos coming out of Comic-Con, because this was a Comic-Con photo, I saw one this morning of Robot Chicken cosplayers.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
My nerd self just went wild, because there's all these people. I saw a Silver Surfer, full body paint. This was not a bodysuit. He painted his entire freaking body silver, metallic paint, and it looked perfect. There's all these fantastic photos coming out of Comic-Con that they're making my nerd self like squee,
and then squee, and then very jealous that we're not there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not entirely jealous that I'm not there, simply because I know what kind of financial drain that would be on me, especially when I literally met with my realtor yesterday about buying a house.
Mm.
So I'm okay with not going to Comic-Con. I'm okay with living vicariously through the pictures. But I just kind of sit there looking at the pictures going, you make my nerd heart happy. You cosplayed from series that nobody cosplays from. Nobody does Robot Chicken. Nobody does these sorts of things. And it's like, thank you. Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much.
Oh, goodness. On that lovely note, we should probably start wrapping it up because it's been well over an hour.
Has it really? Actually, I haven't even noticed.
It's been slightly over an hour because we started at about 20 after.
Yep.
So, with that, listeners, we will see you next episode in episode 69. For those of you heading over to GlitchCon, we will see you guys next weekend. Please don't be afraid to say hi. We don't bite much. And we will see you at our panels, hopefully. Remember, trivia contest starts today, goes for 3 weeks. Go ahead and send in your answers, any of our social media. Remember also to share and like us on Facebook. You can always contact us if you have any other questions, concerns, comments, compliments, what have you, at any of our social media, which you can always find on our webpage, which is www.cospod.org. We will see you guys in a week. Everybody else, we will see you next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.